In this bulletin, Woolworths reveals it's underpaid staff by as much as $300 million. The federal government slams protester behaviour as un-Australian. And an AFL footy show axed from NITV. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyers. The Workplace Watchdog will investigate Woolworths after it was found that 5,700 staff have been underpaid as much as $300 million. Woolworths has admitted to the error after analysing 2 years of data, but says the issue could date back as far as 2010. Fair Work Ombudsman Sandra Parker says a large number of corporate companies have made public admissions about staff underpayments. Bernie Smith from the SDA Union, representing retail workers, says this is likely to be a case of wage compliance rather than wage theft.
And that money belongs in our members' pockets, because any extra dollar for a retail worker makes a big difference, which is good for the worker and good for the economy, so our members must be paid correctly.
The Minister for Indigenous Australians has vowed to incorporate the local voices of First Nations peoples into decisions made at all levels of government. But many are sceptical about how this co-design process for an Indigenous voice will be any different from the 2017 landmark Uluru Statement from the Heart. The statement included calls for an Indigenous voice to be enshrined in the Constitution, which has been ruled out, prompting fears that feedback could be ignored. But Minister Ken Wyatt says all views are critical and he wants to focus on moving the government in a community-driven direction.
When I've been out in communities are saying the voice nationally is not as significant as the voices of our community. How do we get people to listen to us about what's happening here? How do we deal with suicides?
Federal Mining Minister Angus Taylor has slammed the behaviour of protesters at a Melbourne mining conference as they continue demonstrating for a second day. Police have arrested a dozen people, with protesters blocking the convention centre entrance and some even gluing themselves to a car park ramp. Mr Taylor says people are free to protest, but some of the demonstrators' actions are both unacceptable and un-Australian.
Australians expect civil behaviour and people want to get to work and they don't want to be interrupted in doing that. So, you know, people have got to do the right thing and behave properly.
Victoria Police says while it respects the right to peacefully protest, the activity is draining resources across Melbourne. Lebanon's embattled Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri has resigned, declaring he's hit a dead end in trying to resolve a crisis involving 2 weeks of protests against the government. Mr al-Hariri addressed the nation after a mob loyal to the Shiite Muslim Hezbollah and Amal movements attacked a protest camp set up by anti-government demonstrators in Beirut. Under Lebanon's constitution, the government will stay on in a caretaker capacity as talks begin on forming a new one. United Nations spokesman Farhan Haq says the UN Secretary-General is calling for all sides to maintain peace and avoid violence.
We hope that a political solution would be found to preserve stability and peace in the country. In light of today's developments, the UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, Jan Kubisch, urges the security forces to maintain law and order, to take action against those that instigate violence regardless of their party affiliation, and to protect demonstrating civilians who need to maintain the peaceful character of their protests.
A former British Marine has set a new world record climbing the world's tallest peak in just 6 months. Nepalese mountaineer Namal Kumar climbed 14 mountains across Nepal, Pakistan and China, beating the previous world record of 7 years. He says he's overwhelmed with his achievement.
Five of us, all the Nepalese mountaineers, made it to the summit. And we made it not only for us, we made it for everybody.
The AFL sport panel program, the Mangrook Footy Show, has been cancelled by NITV. The TV show provided coverage of Indigenous AFL issues, but has been axed after more than a decade. It was broadcast weekly on television, offering Aussie rules analysis after it began as a Melbourne radio show. The show is hoping it can continue to exist on another network in the future. Tomorrow's weather now: Perth, showers and windy, 18. Adelaide, sunny, 36. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 33. Hobart, hot and partly cloudy, 30. Canberra, sunny and 32. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 26. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, similar conditions, 29. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, a possible shower or two with a possible storm and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.